Hunter is the author of a book on Edward Rushton, the blind poet, an avid anti-slavery campaigner. He set up a school for the blind in the early 19th century in Leasey Street, where the Trades Union Resource Centre is now.
Rushton lived from 1765 to 1815.
Was he born in Liverpool?
Oh, yes. His father was a wine merchant, a middle class, quite prosperous in the end. He apprenticed Rushton just before his 11th birthday. He apprenticed him as a seaman, the usual way to go through serving on the deck and then becoming a second mate, first mate, and captain. And Rushton went to sea. When he was a first mate and 18, he served on a slaving ship. He said that he regretted immediately he'd signed up. He protested to the captain about the treatment of the slaves, and the captain threatened him with irons. Then the slaves, who were packed in the hold, contracted contagious ophthalmia. It's a very, very dangerous disease. The eyes give off a discharge which goes under the lids and results in blindness after about 3 weeks of catching the disease. Now, the slaves were packed into the hold, and Rushton asked the captain for permission to go down and assist the slaves. He eventually got it. He caught the disease and was blinded. He came home to Liverpool blind. Now, that was when he was 18, and he was blind for 30, or just over 30 years, till a friend of his, who was a surgeon in Manchester, said he could give him back the sight, at least in one eye. He became a fighter for the welfare of blind people.
That was only one of the causes he supported. What were some of the other projects that he followed?
For instance, he waged a struggle for seamen against the press gangs and for the general welfare of seamen. He was also a fighter for parliamentary suffrage. Big struggle around that, because at that time, during the whole of his life, the mass of the population in Britain did not have a vote for Parliament. Not only the ordinary working and toiling men and women, but large sections of the middle class, that the votes were linked to the ownership of land and property. He was also a Republican. You get a very sharp and a poem against royalty and so on in a collection of his poems.
Yes. How influential was his poetry, do you think?
I don't think it was so very influential among maybe a small number in Liverpool. He became well known, I think, in the anti-slavery struggles. The great thing about Rushton was that he would not budge on principle. And in this, he he didn't part company, but certainly he was separate from Roscoe and Rathbone and so on, because they, at times, because they're friends, they had friends among people who owned slaves.
So they compromised from time to time.
Yeah. He wrote to Washington. George Washington, the president, wrote to him saying he wrote not just to him as president, but as the owner of 300 slaves, and he made some very sharp remarks at him. Washington sent the letter back He wouldn't answer him. No, I think you'd have got, you know, that chin, that square face, this, you'd have got a bluntness, and it would have been like living on the edge of a volcano, perhaps with him, but of his courage and so on, there is no doubt. You don't find anywhere him writing of his difficulties, his feeling, or about his blindness. He does talk about his health when he gets the gout. I think maybe it was the wine or something, but the poem he writes on the gout is semi-humorous about, well, I know what I'll do, he says at the end, I'll starve it out, meaning he gives up the wine, I suppose.